This is Akashvani, the news read by Renuka. Prime Minister Narendra Modi highlighted the deep and personal people-to-people ties between India and Malaysia. Addressing the Indian diaspora at an event in Kuala Lumpur yesterday, he described the Indian diaspora as a living bridge connecting the hearts of the two nations. He praised them for contributing to the vision of a prosperous Malaysia and a developed India.
Malaysia has the second largest Indian origin community in the world. There is so much that connects Indian and Malaysian hearts. You are living bridge that links us. You have connected roti chennai with the Malabar parota, coconut, spices, and of course, te tarik. The flavors feel so familiar, whether it is in Kuala Lumpur or Kochi. We understand each other so well.
The government yesterday said that the India-US trade agreement has opened up a $118 billion global import market for textiles, apparels and made-ups, which will boost the textile export. The Ministry of Textiles welcomed the trade agreement and described it as a major catalyst in strengthening textile trade relations between the two countries. It said that U.S. is India's largest export destination, with exports worth around $10.5 billion, comprising around 70% apparel and 15% made-ups. The ministry further added that 18% reciprocal tariffs on all the textile products will place India in a better position than most competitors. The textiles ministry said that the deal is expected to play a pivotal role in the nation's goal of achieving the target of $100 billion export in 2030. The Northern Army commander, Lieutenant General Upendra Dwivedi, on the final day of his visit to Kashmir Valley yesterday, spent the morning hours interacting with soldiers at forward locations and reviewing the security situation along the line of control LOC with the formation commanders. The Army commander was accompanied by Lieutenant General D.P. Pandey, GOC, Chinar Corps during the visit. The local commanders briefed the Northern Army commander on the security situation on the line of control, operational preparedness and measures instituted to thwart the adversary's designs. Local commanders also briefed about the development defense works being carried out at their respective locations. Iran has warned that it would attack U.S. military bases in the West Asia if the United States attacks Iran. Iran's Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi said that such attacks should not be seen as targeting the countries where the U.S. bases are located. The comments came a day after Iran and the United States agreed to continue indirect talks about Iran's nuclear program. Both the sides said the discussion held in Oman were positive. Iran's foreign minister said no date has been set for the next round of talks. However, U.S. President Donald Trump said the talks could happen early next week. Trump has warned that the U.S. could strike Iran after sending more naval forces to the region. In men's cricket, India defeated United States by 29 runs in the third match of T20 World Cup at Wankhede Stadium, Mumbai last night. Chasing a target of 162 runs set by India, United States could manage to score 132 for 8 in stipulated 20 overs. For USA, Shubham Ranjne and Sanjay Krishnamurthy were the highest scorers, contributing 37 runs each. For India, Mohammad Siraj took 3 wickets while Arshdeep Singh scalped 2 wickets. Earlier, United States won the toss and opted to bowl, put into bat. India made 161 for 9 in stipulated 20 overs. Suryakumar Yadav was adjudged the player of the match. In shooting, Indian shooters dominated the Asian Rifle Pistol Championship yesterday as Olympian Elavenil Balarivan won gold in the women's 10-meter air rifle. Shambhavi Kirskagar also starred, shattering the Asian Junior Finals record on her way to Junior Gold at the Dr. Karni Singh Shooting Range in Delhi. And with that, we end this news bulletin.